You're listening to the Buildify Method podcast, where we're all about mindset, systems, and profit. As a nationally recognized business consultant, coach, and speaker, your host, Aaron Keith, is passionate about supporting the entrepreneur community by sharing his knowledge gained from coaching over 10,000 entrepreneurs in nearly 20 years, companies ranging from billion-dollar enterprises and celebrities all the way to Main Street and small startups. Each Buildisode's blunt, no-bullshit conversation is led by Aaron along with his co-host, Ryan Coyne, a veteran tech consultant and nationally recognized speaker. Each week, Aaron and Ryan deconstruct mental and physical aspects of the topics that challenge all successful entrepreneurs, while also providing coaching, insight, and specific advice on distinctions that affect all growth-minded entrepreneurs. So listen up. It's time to work on your business, not just in your business.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Aaron Keith, and I'm joined with my co-host, Ryan Coyne.
Hi, Aaron. I'm excited to dive into this one.
Yes. So welcome, everyone, to the Buildify Method podcast. Today, Ryan and I have been doing some thinking about some of the questions that we've been getting in from some of our listeners. And one of the things that's been bubbling up to the surface is how to build a powerful morning routine. At Buildify, we really believe that mindset is a tremendous part of being effective as an entrepreneur. And a lot of us entrepreneurs struggle with how to get our mindset to stay in the place we want it to be. You know, there's a little bit of a roller coaster to life, obviously, and roller coaster to our businesses. And when we're looking at what's one of the best tools that we as an entrepreneur could deploy to keep our mindset in that zone that we want it to keep staying in, we really looked at the morning routine. The morning routine is something that you really want to custom build for you. Everyone's routine is different. I don't think there is one routine out there that is the routine. Over the last 20 years of having a coach, you know, I started with my first business coach when I was 21 years old. You know, I'm over 40 now and still have coaches every single Monday of my life. And when we looked at the different disciplines that we've all been exposed to, we found that combining these different disciplines into your own custom routine is what's really effective. Because as Ryan says, the best software you use, the best software out there is the one you use. It's kind of like that with routines.
That's absolutely right. The routine that you follow, you know, that you can tailor to your own life is the best one for you. If it works for you and it's addressing the different areas of your personal and your business life in a way, whether it's direct or indirect, that's gearing you up to have the best day possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Aaron, tell me what you did this morning.
So when I look at my morning routine and how I start off my days, I think the first thing that's really important for everyone to understand is time, right? I think we're all pretty pressed for time. I mean, Ryan, I mean, you have your career, your businesses, you have a little one, you know, you have two kids, your wife, you know, there's the house responsibilities. There's so much on your plate.
Don't give me anxiety, Aaron. Just, you know.
We all have such, you know, we wake up and for many of us, especially entrepreneurs, the mind clicks into gear within seconds and it's off to the races and it's reaching for the cell phone to check things and see what's going on. And, you know, I don't believe that is the best way to powerfully set yourself up for success as an entrepreneur. I know your mind is geared toward that and we want to do these things, but I think we have to refrain from that. So before I get into my routine, Ryan, why don't you speak a little bit about some of the things that entrepreneurs should do with their routine from a technology standpoint and from a behavioral standpoint?
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely find that there is a toxicity in the relationship with most entrepreneurs' morning routine to technology specifically. The vast majority of entrepreneurs that I talk to and have worked with tell me that when they roll over in the morning, the first thing they do to turn off their alarm clock, the next thing they check either social media or their email, even before they get out of bed. You know, notifications. Oh man, that's the real N-word, because everybody gets all anxious and you start really getting frustrated already with whatever emergencies might be, or somebody texted you in the middle of the night, or you're tempted to scroll through Instagram for 20 minutes before you do anything else with your day. It's a really serious problem. Yeah. So, you know, there are apps. I like this one that is actually called Stay Focused. It's for Android and iPhone. And you can actually set an application block for certain times of day to prevent you from succumbing to that impulse of doing that checking right when you first wake up.
Right.
Because it's definitely something that you don't want to creep in and dominate your whole morning, or you say, damn, I'm glad I woke up early, but I just wasted 30 minutes, you know, on things that I really should have waited until I was really in my work mode, because now I haven't addressed my proper routine that is giving me wellness and mindset for the rest of my day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And for those of you who know me, you guys know that I have a work phone and a personal phone. So my work phone stays at my office. The minute I end my last coaching call, the work phone stays in the office, shut the door, and that's compartmentalized. And many of you also know I don't have email on my personal phone. I never have.
I still don't understand how you do that. It's amazing to me.
It really is amazing. Let me tell you, it's a gift. So even though I don't have email on my phone, there are so many notifications on my personal phone alone that, you know, having a morning routine that keeps you from interacting or interfacing with those notifications is really key. So to your point, the way my morning routine starts is once I get up, the first thing I do is I will go out and I'll make coffee. So again, I haven't touched my phone yet. My phone is still charging in the kitchen. I don't have my phone in my bedroom. So I'll make my coffee and then I'll walk into my meditation room and I'll start my process. And so one of the things I want to address here is timing. Because we're all so busy, I know Tony Robbins and other professionals out there really recommend the hour of power, they call it. I know there's other names for it. And with my clients, I try to be as authentic and real with you guys and my clients as possible. And I just don't have an hour. Just don't, not for my morning routine. Maybe I'm too ADD and I just can't do it, but I'm trying to set myself up for success. This is your morning routine. This is one of the first things you're doing to set yourself up to win. The last thing I'd want to do in my morning routine is set myself up to lose. And telling people to do it for an hour, I don't think is sustainable. I don't know a lot of entrepreneurs that can park their butt in one location right in the morning and do that. So I'm a big proponent for 20 to 30 minutes max. I think 30 minutes is your max point. I think 20, 25 minutes is ideal. So with that said, here is what I end up walking through in my morning. First thing I do is I'll meditate for somewhere between 5 to 7 minutes. After my meditation, then I'll visualize for about 5 to 7 minutes. The next document I look at is my list of frailties. So let me expand on what that means. Working with my coaches and my teachers, we've developed over the years a list of my frailties, my stuff, my baggage, my shit. And this gives me an opportunity to read through the negative belief systems that I have, the bad habits I have, and just my stuff, and ask myself, where are these things creeping into my life? So it's not about if they're creeping in. It's really a matter of where are they creeping in. So this gives me an opportunity to stand back with the bird's eye view, analyze my life, business and personal, and start to get a sense of where some of my bad habits are creeping in, some of my belief systems are creeping in, and it allows me to shore them up before they get rampant. It's a really powerful part of my morning routine. And again, it only takes a couple minutes. Now, after I've done that, I start to move on to goals. I read my business goals. I read my personal goals. The next thing I look at is my business budget and my personal budget. Some people think this is a little weird. I relate to my budget as my budget is a physical existence system for the things in my life that matter to me. So looking over my budget is empowering to me because I get to see all the places that I'm spending money that give me the experience of life that I said I wanted to have. So I really enjoy looking at my budget.
I don't think that's that weird. I mean, I'm surprised that if you've ever gotten negative feedback on that, even if it's somebody being puzzled by it, because I think that most people's relationship to their money is a little bit of fear, mm-hmm. Even the successful. It's not something that they jump to look at, especially if they're not at the level of success yet where they're starting to nip at the heels of financial freedom. Most people are, you know, almost resistant, you know, to check their balance. If you're getting anxious about thinking about what they're going to see, you know?
Right.
So I think that flipping it on its head like that and making sure that you're present to it at the start of every day is actually brilliant.
Yeah. And to your point, it's one of those things where it causes you to confront things. Your morning routine isn't necessarily, you know, sunshine and rainbows. That's not at all what I'm trying to get across here about morning routines. Setting up a powerful mindset is about confrontation oftentimes. Mm. That confrontation, when I look at my budget, remember a lot of times I'm setting something for growth, like I'm trying to grow into something. So oftentimes when I'm looking at my goals, I'm in the middle of failing, right? Because I'm not at my goal. I'm stretching to get there. So I'm dealing with failure. When I'm looking at my budget, I'm dealing with failure because I'm not there yet. And it's that constant bumping up against here's where I am in relationship to here's where I said I wanted to be creates a certain kind of feeling and mindset, not only in my body, but in my mind. So my feelings are in my body. My mindset starts to shift and I become more intentional. I become more committed. I become more passionate. And that is the fuel that then carries into my day. So still not done with my morning routine, but that's starting to build some energy. Then the next thing I do is I read my financial freedom plan, also called your retirement plan. Part of how I teach entrepreneurs to build financial freedom plans is by writing down your life by design, basically how you want every single area of your life standing in financial freedom or retirement. So I read that ideal lifestyle that I've spent a lot of time crafting. And that gets the juices flowing. I get really present to how I want my body, how I want my relationships, how I want travel. And it really motivates me. It makes me stay present to why am I getting up every day to do this shit? Because that's what I'm building. So that, in short, takes me somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes every morning, depending on how much time I spend reading and diving into things. And that's my morning routine.
That is very powerful. And I'm definitely inspired by pieces of that I never thought to incorporate into my own, as I'm sure that some of our listeners will be. And what happens to you, out of curiosity, if there's a deviation from that? If you don't start your day with your usual routine, how can you recover from it?
Yeah, the thing is a structure, right? We're human. I mean, do I miss some days? Absolutely. It's not about perfection. It's about always coming back to knowing that you have a routine that's underneath you as a foundation that supports you. So the first thing is don't make yourself wrong. It's just like eating food. You know, I'm generally a pretty healthy guy, but listen, I freaking love donuts. I fucking love pizza. And I don't make myself wrong for that.
Not at the same time though, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell anyone I did that maybe the other night. Uber Eats is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing.
Oh, it's a filthy mistress. Yeah.
Oh, horrible. So I think it's one of those things where just know if you miss your routine, don't worry, it's there for you tomorrow morning. And have structure around this, guys. There's two big things I would suggest that all of us have in our life to create this routine. Actually, three. I can see three things here. One is a physical binder. I actually have a beautiful leather-bound binder that inside of that binder has my business goals, my personal goals, my budget, my retirement plan, my list of my frailties. It's in there. It's my sacred binder. It's private and it sits there. It's a physical structure that calls to me to open and read it. The second thing is it's in my calendar. Like if you guys look at my calendar, you'll see in the morning, I have a 30-minute time block in purple that says meditation time. Like it's part of my world.
Because it's important to you. So it has space created for it. Yes.
Absolutely. And the last is actually having a physical space. Now I have the benefit of having a room dedicated to this, but for most people, they don't have that. It's fine. You just need a corner. So in my last place where I lived, it was really small. I didn't have a lot of room and a corner is perfect. All you need is a little pillow on the ground and your binder and any other things that you like with you, you know, some music, but sit your little butt in that corner. That's all you need. And it's nice to have a space dedicated to this practice or ritual for you. And again, the space will call to you. The binder will call to you. It'll be in your calendar. And that is some easy structure to put in place.
That's great. It's really great.
So Ryan, for you, you know, I don't have, you know, kids and I'm not married. You have a very different situation. What's your routine like?
So starts at 6 o'clock every day. I do meditation like you. I try to visualize as best as I can, similar to you. I have to admit that I'm not always keen on my list of frailties. They kind of just jump around in my head occasionally throughout the day, like a regular person. But then I do address the goals for the day and what my schedule is. I look at the calendar. I see what my day looks like. I understand if I have to be any place, what my phone call schedule is going to be. And I immediately zero in on 2 p.m., which is when my wife and I play rock, paper, scissors for who's picking up my son from school. And if I have something that's going to be there, I make sure to, you know, let her know right first thing in the morning. And then I start the kids thing, get my son ready and off to school. I make sure to address coffee and sustenance for me and my wife. I spend some time with my infant daughter. Decompress a little bit from the morning routine, and then I get started on my workday.
I love it.
I'm usually feeling very refreshed and finishing my first cup of coffee right when I'm starting emails and phone calls around 8:15.
That's great. As weird as it sounds, I think it's worth mentioning that I make my coffee and I bring it into my meditation space so that I've given myself a little bit of a treat. Like I'm a coffee junkie. I do love my coffee. And there's something nurturing for me to be able to sit down and enjoy that first cup of coffee while doing these practices. I know there's something that makes it happy for me. It's joyous. Probably it's the caffeine running through my blood that makes those endorphins kick in. But either way, it definitely helps the routine become the routine.
Yeah, I can add something to that. There's a moment when I'm dropping my son off at school in the morning around 7:15, 7:30. As we're pulling into the drop-off circle, I ask him every single day, what kind of day are we going to have today? And he usually answers me, a good one. And I say, that's it? He says, all right, you're right, a great one. All right, awesome. I love you. I'll see you after school. And that's how he starts his day every day.
Yeah.
After, you know, after we have chatted over his breakfast and stuff like that. But it starts young. He's 9. You know, and even that sets his mindset. It sets my mindset. I go confidently knowing that he's going to be, you know, prepared and positive going into his day. And so am I as a result of things like that. So it can be threaded in even with kids. Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, you said something that's really brilliant. There is you're consciously asking your child, what kind of experience does he want to cause and create for himself? Though he doesn't know that's what you just did. That is what you just did. And to the point of creating your morning ritual, you know, I laid out what I do. What I do is not for everybody. There's a lot of people who will do what Ryan does, and they consciously state the context or the intention of how their day is going to go. They have mantras for the day. They read. They journal. There's so many different things you can attach to your morning routine. So my suggestion for everybody is build out a checklist. You can do it on a sticky, doesn't have to be formal, of this is my process. These are the things I'm going to do every morning. Try to keep it below 30 minutes of time and try different things. Try it with music. Try it without music. Try a different order of things and see what works for you. But remember, everybody, that your mindset impacts the actions you take. Those actions then impact the results you then produce. So it all starts between your ears. And you want to start your day getting the thing between your ears tuned in and dialed in.
All right. So everybody's homework this week is to develop your morning routine, your ideal one. And even if it's not something that you've started yet, it can just be your goal morning routine or the way that you would have yours exist that fits in with your life. And I'd like you to share it with us. So if you could send your morning routine, email us at hello@thebuildifymethodpodcast.com. And in a later episode that comes back and addresses this one, we are going to read some of our most interesting listener submissions. And so you should look out to see if yours is featured on the show. So thank you so much for joining us on the Buildify Method podcast. Please like and subscribe to us. It's going to help other like-minded entrepreneurs like you discover us and help the community that we are building. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys next week.